Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company, the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. Coming up this hour, 9:45, your chance to win Aerosmith tickets. We have comedian Ari Shaffir joining us coming up at 9:20. But right now, we open up the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but your buddy Mike Walker, EB.
He has no interest in charging you interest, my friends. Let me see. 2.99% on most X-Series models, Cakes, for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Get over there. Mention me. Ask for Mike. You're just going to love it. I promise. Everyone's talking about my car when I go to the tailgate. They love the X5. All right. Cakes.
Yes. I'm here.
You know, I actually met somebody this weekend that told me that he's taking the Ozempic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why'd you mention that to Cakes?
Well, I'm not saying that. Kind of addressing Cakes. I'm not suggesting. I'd be personally scared to take it. He said he has no appetite. He's lost like 60 pounds.
Wow.
He says he told me he had, I don't know, like a burger and then nothing else. No interest. He basically eats one meal a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you get the shot once a month, and he has no appetite.
This is a crazy question.
I think maybe. I like having an appetite.
What is Ozempic? What's the real use of it? Like, what's it technically for?
I think it's for diabetes.
It's a diabetes medication.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Got it.
I'm just scared to take it. I don't know, but I would be.
You don't really need to take it.
If you were 100 pounds overweight, you might take it. But
yeah, I mean,
he's lost 60 pounds.
Yeah.
You don't need to lose 60.
No. If I lost 20, I might be silly.
Well, you don't need to take Ozempic to lose 20.
Although, since I've stopped, you know, like, I've cut my sugar intake down by 90%,
mm-hmm.
Definitely less bloated.
It's good.
I'm 100% less bloated. I don't have abs or anything, but, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just less bloated. Kelly Osbourne is denying that she's taking Ozempic. Even though she's lost 85 pounds.
Oh.
Does anybody believe her?
Sure. People lost that type of weight before Ozempic existed.
Seems like an extreme amount of weight.
All of Hollywood's, I mean, there's so many guys.
She could have had something else done that's similar.
Why does she need to deny it?
I don't know, because I think there's a stigma associated with it.
It's the stigma is if you take Ozempic, it's a shortcut and you're too lazy to stop to shut your pie hole and work out.
People that are social media influencers, there are some.
You
understand this thing. We got
sound like someone just collapsed.
We got doors to equipment down here that's never connect. They fall on my foot. Oh, you know, I mean, it's crazy.
I got you.
Right.
It's like cheating.
But there are social media influencers that get the gastric bypass, and then they go and they make posts about all the protein they buy from Costco that help them.
I know you're thinking about one guy.
I'm not thinking about who you're thinking about. I'm not talking about somebody that we used to work with. I'm talking about people I don't know.
Fatty.
Okay.
Like, they literally, and you see all in the comments, you had gastric bypass, you didn't lose it from getting the special chicken at Costco, you know. But anyway.
I'm not a big fan of Kelly Osbourne, but in the end, mm-hmm. you could just say, you look good. Here's whether you look good by taking a drug.
You gotta see, she looks like Skeletor.
I haven't even seen the picture, but I'm just saying, for just anybody out there, let's say they lose 30 pounds on Ozempic, or they lose 30 pounds by doing Peloton. In the end, do you look good? Yes. You happy? Cool.
We need more stories about Ozzy, because nobody cares about Kelly Osbourne.
Well, the next story about Ozzy is probably going to be a bad story about Ozzy.
No, Ozzy's going. He got elected to the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Long overdue.
Well, I just want to say, just one more thing on the Ozempic. So we've all heard about Ozempic butt, right? Where you get that.
I have not heard about it.
You don't know about Ozempic? We've talked about it.
Ozempic butt? Do you know what Ozempic butt is?
I've heard the reference. I don't know exactly what
it is. It's like cake's butt. Saggy.
Flat.
Flat,
not supple, round.
Yeah.
He takes strays.
It's fine.
He handles it so well, so he's a good punching bag. So you got the Ozempic butt, but now they're saying people are getting Ozempic face too because they're getting so gaunt.
So they look unhealthy.
They just look sickly. Unhealthy.
Yeah. Look at the picture of Kelly. She looks awful.
She looks terrible.
Can you pass me the picture? I don't doubt it. Look, when I ran the Marine Corps Marathon, I got really skinny. Same weight as when I did the boxing. My face was super gaunt.
Well,
it looked like a prisoner of war.
You lost weight doing your little endorsement thing that fell apart. You definitely lost weight.
Yeah, I've lost like 15 to 20.
That's a lot, man.
It is.
I know. Wouldn't you resent someone who took a shot and didn't work as hard as you did?
What do I care?
Yeah, I wouldn't resent somebody, but some people do, I guess, hold it against people. My only question is, and I asked the guys, like, well, what are you going to do when you start? You're going to take this shot the rest of your life? Everyone, you know? And he goes, I don't know.
Like, it'd be kind of like, I mean, I would imagine so.
Just go back to being a big fatty.
I would relate to somebody who takes a pill to not go bald, and if it works, they keep taking the pill. Unless they want to go bald.
I guess. I keep seeing pictures of Tiger when he tipped his cat at the mat. Oh my
he
God.
Needs to shave it all down. What is he waiting
or
for?
Or just get the plugs. Like what?
No, just shave it all down.
Some people, it's like
why
LeBron.
They
like
that?
To. They like to. They're fighting the good fight.
JP, it's different than taking a hair pill because your physique is something you can control somewhat through eating and exercise.
That's true.
You can't really control when your hair falls out. Right Cakes?
But obviously the Ozempic people.
Or if your hair turns gray.
The people that are choosing to take Ozempic probably aren't workout warriors.
Well, probably for the most part.
But I know everyone talks about how much they work out. It's diet. You can work out. It doesn't matter that much. It's 90% diet. So, whatever. Valdez works out like crazy. He doesn't look like he's on Ozempic. Right?
It's true.
He works out like crazy. Guy benches a million pounds.
Million one.
All right. The 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. You guys spoiled it a little bit because you mentioned Ozzy.
Ozzy was already in.
Time
but
for the dings and the buzzes.
Ozzy was technically already in.
There's a bunch of different categories, I guess.
It is a little confusing. There's a performing category.
Right.
Like there's it's hard to keep up
with. There are 16 inductees in the performers, and then there's musical excellence, musical influence. I don't know why they do that. But here are the inductees, regardless of where they are. Mary J. Blige. Cakes.
I'm just giving you personal preference, yay or nay.
Cher. Come on. Yeah, all right, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews Band. Come on.
Begrudgingly, I give them a ding.
Foreigner.
Brett would be upset.
Foreigner.
If I
Foreigner. Ding.
By the way, Cher's bigger than those others.
Foreigner. Well, so yeah, but it's not rock and
Foreigner,
roll.
So many
yeah,
hits.
But I've gotten over
well, neither is Mary J. Blige. Give me a rock and roll song for Mary J. Blige.
More rock and roll than
there
Cher.
There aren't any.
What?
I don't know. I just want to concise for Cher.
They should change the name of it. Music Hall of Fame, not
right,
rock.
Yes. Probably right.
All right. Peter Frampton, I've heard of him. I don't really know why
I'm
he's
famous.
I'm
not the biggest fan, but I know he's influential. This
you
is
know
a
know Peter Frampton?
Ding.
Yeah.
Sure he has the guitar. He has the guitar that talks.
I'm sure I know a bunch of his songs. I just
do you feel like I do?
All right. See, this is a.
Do you feel like
yeah,
we do?
Not, or we do?
Show me the way.
Show me the way. It was a silly.
How's that one go? I'm sure I've heard it.
Just play it for him.
Oh, this is the 13-minute live version.
Oh, yeah, we don't want the live
don't
version.
Do that.
Go listen to his guitar talk.
Ozzy Osbourne.
100 dings.
This is Peter Frampton?
Yes.
His guitar you've heard this a million times.
Hold on. Play the fart.
Valdez has that.
Play the fart.
I don't.
This is a silly back
I've
in the
heard
day.
Of this one a million times.
I'm not never the biggest Peter that. Frampton guy.
Yes, you have.
I've
you.
Never heard that.
How have you not heard
You've
that
heard
song?
Heard
because
it.
I didn't listen to it. My dad listened to Bach.
They didn't play it on Q107 back in the day.
Bach, the
no,
better Bach.
Like Mozart
not
and stuff.
Sebastian Bach
my mother
from
didn't
Skid
listen
Row.
To this. My,
they,
no, I mean,
they didn't play it on WAVA
but
back
to,
in the day.
You don't have to want to listen to it to hear it. It's just been out there.
Not on the stations I listen to.
Yeah,
here's what I here's what
I've
I was
literally
saying
never heard that.
Peter Frampton.
Overrated.
Hold on, hold on. This is I'm having a musical. I'm popping my cherry.
But
here
this is a live version.
Yeah, this is when he's talking with his guitar for like 5 minutes.
Whoopie-doo. I wish I could play like this, obviously, but it's not my thing.
I had no idea that he did this.
On a side note, here's what else I don't get. I'll never get this. I'll never get it, but I know they're wildly popular. And I'm not exactly sure why.
Yeah.
I don't understand Fish. P-H-I-S-H.
You say that all the time.
I just don't, like... They're the second band to play the Sphere behind U2.
Yes.
And there are a billion people there, and I know they're wildly popular. I don't understand.
You didn't get to the last two acts, EB, that are definitely not rock and roll, but I've definitely heard of them.
Well, there's more. A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes. Ding, such a
cool
ding.
In the Gang.
Yes.
Cool in the Gang. It,
but then there are others that, you know, whatever, that they're being recognized. Jimmy Buffett, Dionne Warwick. I don't know. I've never even heard of MC5. What is that?
I don't know.
Norman Whitfield, a creator from Motown.
Don't know.
Big Mama Thornton.
Know nothing.
Alex Corner, John Mayall, and there's some special award going Susan DePass. Susan DePass, whoever that is.
It's in
so
Cleveland,
they're all getting,
right?
Cleveland,
yeah.
Yeah,
they're all getting inducted.
If I'm in Cleveland, would I go there?
I think
yes,
you would go.
You have to. It's the
what
only
else
thing
would
to go
you
to.
Do in Cleveland?
There's not much to go.
Go to a Guardian game.
Yeah, I mean, aside from going to a sporting event, what else are you going to do in Cleveland other than go to the Rock and Roll Hall
of Fame? I was in Cleveland.
Well, I wouldn't go to Cleveland.
We went. We did a home probably. We did a home visit. So for seniors with the Cornell volleyball, they probably do it for other teams. They do a home visit for seniors, right? Like in the preseason, you play a game out there. Like we play like at Kent State, mm-hmm. and you go to Cleveland, and it's basically glorified Laurel.
I mean,
I've never been to Cleveland.
There's a reason. Now, this is a
like
very old
summer.
Reference. This is a very old reference when Sam Weish got very bitter at the Cincinnati fans for, I think they were throwing like trash on the field. And he grabbed the mic and he said, "You live in Cincinnati. You don't
live
in
Cleveland."
Cleveland.
Right.
And that's very old. That's like a 35-year-old reference.
I can't remember the last time I was
the old
in
heads.
Ohio.
Cleveland's got three, though, pro teams. It's pretty good. Laurel doesn't have that.
No,
yeah.
they do not. Nor will they.
I mean, they get the Cavs.
I'm just telling you.
They get the Browns.
They get the Blue
they get the Indians.
You get a pretty nice house for about.
It's Columbus.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Ohio, but.
You get a pretty nice house.
I don't
house
think Columbus.
And a
Columbus
decent
doesn't
suburb
count for Cleveland.
Or maybe
no,
like
no. He said
grand.
Cleveland. I was just thinking Ohio, yeah.
I mean, how close is Columbus to Cleveland?
I don't know, but I didn't hear him say that.
I said three teams.
Gotcha. Okay.
I was just thinking
he
the state.
He threw in the hockey team.
Okay, got it.
People from Columbus, I know a few people from Columbus, and they're rabid Columbus folks. I mean, huge Ohio State people.
Yeah, of course.
No, but I mean, it's like it's kind of crazy how loyal they are.
Cleveland
I'd imagine
is about 2 hours from Columbus.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So
I'd imagine Michigan fans are that way and Penn State
I mean,
fans are like that.
I guess. I don't know.
They got pride. We have less pride.
Hey, stop so that. I have Maryland pride. Valdez has Maryland pride. Stephon Diggs has Maryland pride. Boomer also has Maryland pride. Mm. So does Vernon Davis.
Torrey Smith.
Who else is on that reel?
Cakes has so much pride. The last time I went to a game with him, he left before halftime.
Well, if the game's a snoozer, what are you going to do?
I mean, sometimes you're going to leave early. This is true. Now, I did stay to the end when Jahan Dotson scored 3 touchdowns on the Terps back in the day.
Now, we talked about Taylor Swift's album that was released last week. Valdez talked about it being just kind of depressing, maybe a bit of a dud.
Mid. I've seen a lot of negative reviews about it.
It's got a lot of negative reviews, but it's breaking records left and right because, you know, that fan base is enormous.
How many songs?
Is that an
album? How many songs are on it?
31 songs.
Good Lord.
31 songs. First album to have more than 300 million streams in one day. Mm. I mean, if you
cha-ching.
Look, yeah. I mean, think about how successful like a band like OAR is or something, right? They might have like a couple million followers. I don't want to, you know, maybe they have more, but 300 million streams in one day is like, it's absurd, you know. It sold 1.6 million copies in a single day. I mean, who even knew people bought albums anymore? Like, where do you buy an album?
Spotify. You can buy the album.
TaylorSwift.com. TaylorSwift.com.
But why would you buy an album?
Because they're maniacal fans.
No, but why would you buy any album?
Because vinyl's making a comeback.
So, 600,000 of those.
Your answer is stupidity.
Were vinyl.
Yeah. I'm telling you, vinyl's coming
Wouldn't
back.
Wouldn't you be scared if you played vinyl that it would you'd scratch the
Skip.
Record or hey, something?
Who cares? Buy another one.
Okay.
Remember, Cake's got a record player a few years ago. He's a vinyl guy.
I've slowed down on buying actual
By the
records,
way,
though.
The collab with Post Malone, Fortnite, is the most streamed song in history in one day.
That's Good. Impressive.
So there you go.
Coming up next, comedian Ari Shaffir will join us. He's going to be appearing, actually recording his special at Capitol Turnaround here in D.C. coming up on Friday and Saturday night. We'll talk to him next here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I got to delete all the tweets promoting Ari Shaffir coming on the show.
Hey, you know what? That's why they're always scheduled, JP.
Yeah.
They're scheduled until we'll do, they yeah. actually
he
hear
he's coming
them.
On tomorrow.
We'll do yeah. it tomorrow.
He likes us for mm-hmm. some reason.
Well, he's a Maryland guy.
I know. We've had him in studio a few times. Mm-hmm. And I guess Valdez is making known to us that I guess he even mentioned us in his final podcast.
It's very nice
did.
Of him. He didn't have to do that.
Like, I guess he's taking a hiatus from doing podcasts or whatever, even though he had a pretty successful one.
And I think he just started a new one where he's like traveling around the world, almost like almost like an Anthony Bourdain type
right.
thing.
Right.
That's definitely a new genre because the guy from American Pie, I think, has a show.
They're like where travel vloggers.
And then I think Conan O'Brien has
Hold on,
yeah,
it's
a show.
Back up. Which guy from American
Jason
Pie?
Jason Biggs?
The dad.
Oh, Eugene Levy.
Levy has a show.
Gotcha.
Well, apparently he was in Asia, and he just saw his first cockfighting match.
I did see that. Yeah. He was in East Timor, which if you had asked me before I looked it up, where is East Timor? I would have said Africa.
Yeah.
It's definitely not in Africa. It's near like Indonesia.
No idea.
It's in a completely different part of the world. Valdez, I'm going to have to bank that for Jeopardy going forward.
So Eugene Levy has a show called The Reluctant Traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, something just came out with Conan O'Brien where he's traveling.
All right, while you look that up, let's go to Luke. He's on the line from Ocean City, huh? He's
Conan O'Brien City must go.
Hey, Luke, what's up, buddy?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey,
how
what's
you doing?
Up?
All right, where do you live in Ocean City?
Yeah, Valdez is going to have 100 questions
Yeah, I'm very curious.
28th Street.
Hold on. Are you?
That's right in the heart of it.
Are you
that's
a hardcore?
Very close to the border.
You're a hardcore local, like you're OC local.
Oh, you are two streets away from my favorite restaurant in Ocean City, Ristorante Antipasti.
I've been here 12 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd say that qualifies.
Yeah, and?
Okay. So I guess one of my favorites is Harpoon Hannah's.
Harpoon Hannah's.
Yeah. That's my spot.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
That's my spot.
Yeah.
That's
down there, though.
There by Fenway.
That's down there.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's a long
on Uber. A summer night, on a July night, that'll take you 45 minutes.
I love Harpoon Hannah's, though.
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
So how many blocks from the ocean are you? You're definitely Bayside.
Blocks.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm on Bayside, and it's just across the street, you know.
He sounds like he's Bayside.
Right,
He's right behind, Bayside guy.
Yeah,
he's like
you
right
can
behind
tell right away he's a Bayside guy. Yeah, you can tell Bayside. Yeah.
So what do you got?
I'm right there by Dry Dock.
Right, sure.
I know. I bet you he walks the Belly Busters a lot.
Oh, I like. I did like Belly Busters. Hey, do you
ever? I've become disabled. I'm disabled, so I can't get out anymore, really.
Sorry to hear that.
Don't you have a chair or something? Can't you roll over there?
Is it too personal to ask how you got disabled?
I got an infection in my foot, and they nearly took the leg, but she was able to save the foot. So I was bedridden for 9 months.
It wasn't toenail fungus, was it? Because then I'd be worried.
What kind of infection did you get?
I'm not sure what kind of it really was, but they... went in and did emergency surgery on my heel.
Oh, Lord.
My pressure wound.
That's an old Bay in there, Valdez.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a ringing endorsement for the cleanliness of the water.
So hold up. They just took off your foot, so you can still get around, though, don't you? Right?
Well, I get around.
Like a peg leg at Jolly Rogers.
Stop it.
I can still get around.
Right.
It's hard with a walker.
Right.
Oh, man. Now I feel
bad. How old are you?
I don't feel bad.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 68.
68. Mm. I mean, it's almost over.
Yarmir Yager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're telling him to stop, but you're telling him it's almost over. That's hilarious.
Yeah, really.
All right. What else you got, buddy? What else you got?
Well, the thing I was Ozempic, I've been taking that for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never lost any weight on it. But the problem is the price of it.
Go ahead.
It's like $400 a month for me to take Ozempic.
Wow.
Are you a man of larger carriage? Are you like a...
I am. I'm 300 pounds.
Yeah. Right.
And you're telling
me it never worked?
They often lose their feet, right?
It never worked.
Really?
I maintained my weight for years. The whole 12 years I was down here, I maintained my weight.
Where were you going? So you're going to Harpoon Hannah's a lot.
Hey, at least you didn't go up in weight. You said just maintain.
It was.
Yeah.
That shrimp there was pretty good.
Yeah. Diabetes, I just looked it up, can often lead to amputations. Usually,
is that why? So it was
a
diabetic complication?
It was that, but they say sometimes it was the medicine I was taking also could have caused the infection.
Mm. What a nightmare.
But the Ozempic, you know, what's not fair is because as soon as I got on Medicare, it went to $400 a month. But before that, I could use a coupon for $25.
Wow.
Yeah, but still, it's pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how come he never lost weight, though? That's the thing.
I never lost weight. And I was pretty active before I got injured.
Right.
You know, I was all around and everything like this. And
that you had four or five different softball teams you were on.
No, but I would go to Northside Park quite a bit and watch that quite a bit. And,
right.
Because I worked right beside Northside Park.
Yeah, what is Northside Park? Is that like a horse racing track?
No, it's a park.
It's a park.
It's got softball fields, lax fields. It's got soccer fields.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got all the fields down there and everything, but that's where I worked was right beside that.
Where's the last spot you went to eat in Ocean City?
Coins.
Gangrene turtle.
Stop it.
It's a good one.
Coins.
I know where Coins is. Coins is silly.
Yeah. What do they
Coins
serve at
right
Coins?
There at 28th Street also. Pitten Pub is right there.
Right.
So I'd hit that. But my favorite spot also is Waterman's.
Oh, yeah. Waterman's.
Of course it's Waterman's.
What did you do for a living before? Ooh, you know,
don't answer. We need
to guess.
Before your
foot fell off. What do you think you did?
We need to gamble on this.
All right. Don't answer, okay? Wait,
hold on.
Okay.
No, I need to ask you this. Where did you live prior to Ocean City?
I grew up in Springfield, Virginia.
Springfield, not much better.
Springfield.
All right. Hold on. Don't say anything.
I have a soul read. Just.
All right.
He worked. He did something in the car biz. He was either like car salesman is my guess. I'm
really?
In with car sales.
Oh, no. That's way. I'm going to say.
How long have you been at Ocean City, you said?
He said 12 years.
12. Oh, 12 okay.
years. 12 years.
All right. Don't answer.
Yep.
He's definitely a guy.
I'm going to say electrician.
Electrician. Good guess.
Electrician.
JP.
Yeah, I was really honing in on a guy who repairs washers and dryers.
I'm getting that vibe.
That's very
too.
Niche-y, but you could
but
go there.
I was
since he took electrician,
yeah.
I'll just go with the generic plumber.
Plumber,
right,
okay.
I'm going to go painter.
All right, Valdez, do you have a guess?
Body shop. Owned his own body
it's a great
shop.
Great one. Mike yeah. Marr?
I'll say real estate.
Real estate?
Why
don't you just go brain
surgery? I don't think it's that hard to get in real estate, but that's not the worst
guess.
Yeah,
but relatively. All right,
Luke.
Luke, what'd you do for a living?
I managed an appliance parts store.
I was close. But I got off it. I'm not going to take the money because I got off it with plumber.
Damn it.
For some reason,
that was a good one.
I had a Bible washer dryer.
Luke, do you have you got an old lady or what?
No, I don't. Not any longer.
Aw.
Sorry
she
to
didn't.
Hear that.
She didn't leave you when the foot problem arose,
no,
did she?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Did she donk
no.
off, or did she just leave you?
A little bit of both.
I don't understand. Yeah. Okay.
She left and then died.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Do you stay at the barefoot
that.
Mailman when you're down there?
Barefoot beach cover or whatever it's called.
So many good ones. So such a big comedy pyramid we're building here.
Hey, Luke, take care of yourself, man.
You're a good sport.
And yeah, you're a good sport. And I appreciate you listening, buddy.
Okay. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
All right, thank you.
Eric's going to hang out with you next time he's down at the beach.
I mean, I'd have a beer with him. But he'd have to get Oceanside, though. I don't really venture over to the Bayside.
meet in the middle somewhere.
I don't think I've been to Ocean City for at least 2 decades.
Dude,
I can't remember
it,
last
I make
time
it
I've been
pretty
there.
Pretty much a habit
years,
of going
really?
Every year at least once.
He
for like
definitely
a weekend.
Sounded Bayside, though. Like, if you
oh, it was a Bayside.
All
yeah,
my
sure.
money. This guy with, Bayside or does he live yeah. oceanfront?
Oh, no, Bayside.
I don't really go to the Eastern Shore that often. And when I have, like with my family, the last two times, which would be over the course of like 20 years, we've stayed at Rehoboth Beach.
Right.
Yeah. I like Rehoboth. It's great.
And then we've done our Dewey Beach trips.
Yeah, those are fun.
I'm telling you, I don't think I've been to Ocean City potentially since I was in my 20s.
I don't know. It
I'm
gives
53.
Me a little like a childhood nostalgia every time
does.
I ride down there.
Definitely
I mean,
get
I just,
the feels.
I start thinking about all the places I stayed with my family and my dad and everything. So
I get that.
I like it.
I just didn't grow up going there. So that's probably part of it.
Yeah. Believe me, we stayed in some of the worst places.
Oh, so did I. You know. My mom would take me to the Beachmark Hotel.
Don't know anything about it. What street?
I want to say it's 60, between 68 and 72, somewhere in
when
there.
When we finally made
maybe
it.
Maybe 64.
When we were like ballers, we stayed at the Holiday Inn. The, yeah. You know, the one over there.
I don't even know if the Beachmark is still there.
Was there a place street called the Century there?
Yes. That was a condo.
Century 1.
That's a condo.
Yeah, no. The phrase is. I honestly think the first time I ever went to Ocean City was with that family, our family friends.
92nd Street.
Yeah.
Right across from Rose.
We were so nubs, sometimes we would stay at like a motel 2 miles away, like near like in Rehoboth.
Near like Berlin. Near,
like near no, like near the outlets.
And that is nubs.
We would swim in the outdoor pool.
You're so far inland. You're nowhere you might as well be like in Nebraska.
In
you're so far away from the ocean.
Yeah. That's where we stayed. Like it's literally motel. Not even a hotel, motel.
If you can't walk to the ocean from where you're staying, it's a nub spot. Now, even if it's Bayside and you have to cross 8 lanes of traffic,
right,
you can still
play
walk
Frogger
to the ocean.
To get to the beach.
You're going to play Ocean City Frogger to get there, but right. You can still walk there.
Right.
If you have to get into a car or a moped or a motorcycle to go see the Atlantic Ocean,
yeah,
nubs.
That's correct.
That's your dividing line.
Believe me, we did that.
Yes.
But we did graduate to that Holiday Inn, and they do have that outdoor bar there.
Valdez is very familiar.
My dad.
This is Valdez's favorite segment all week.
I can't stop smiling.
My dad would sit on the deck, and he was reading in his suit.
He wore like corduroy.
Not like a bathing suit, like a suit.
Well, he would. I mean, like you know, he would wear like polyester pants.
Okay.
And a dress shirt.
Yeah.
And he would just
beach casual.
That was his beach wear.
Yeah.
And he'd wear that on the patio. And he would just because he didn't like to walk down to the beach too hot.
He liked the sand.
Well, it's hot. You're wearing your pants.
FBB beach.
Stupid.
It's a true story. I wish your dad was wearing the old school like 1920s bathing suit. Looks like a leotard.
The diver's cap.
Yeah, I wish he was wearing that. That makes for a way better story.
I feel like your dad was a swimmer. Didn't he used to go to like the YMCA back in the day?
He was a swimmer. That was his exercise. He did. No, it wasn't the YMCA. He went to the thing over there by FedEx.
I know.
Whatever that thing.
I thought he went to a place on Free State.
He might have gone to a YMCA too. But what is that? You know where we play the Divas? They have a whole facility there.
Yeah. Like the PG County Recreation Center.
Yeah. He would go over there in the pool because the pool was warmer. He went to the ones that kept the pool the warmest.
Who doesn't want a heated pool?
No, he also did a bit that traumatized me. He would do a bit when I was young. It traumatized me where he would hold his breath as long as he could. And he would float on top of the water.
Right. You thought he was Dunsky.
I'm like, what?
Did you yell at him to catch your breath like Kelly Clarkson? Clarkson.
No.
By the way. Realized as I was walking back to my car in the parking lot, they've already put the water in the pool at Norbeck.
Did they?
Cold that water must be.
Well, that's a new development.
They did it in our neighborhood pool too.
Gotta be so cold.
You gotta start filling the pool and then you gotta start treating it.
I guess.
Yeah.
I thought you just like Memorial Day weekend. They just show up like Thursday before Memorial Day weekend.
It takes a while.
I think it takes a little while. But
I didn't realize
it's definitely not heated, right? Those blickies.
Definitely not heated.
Yeah.
It's so not heated.
Yeah.
It's cold, actually.
All right, coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win some Aerosmith tickets. You know what? I'm going to put cakes to work.
Oh.
Hall of Fame or not. Since we were talking, it's relevant. We were talking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, good.
So Hall of Fame or not, you'll have a 50-50 shot to win the tickets to Aerosmith. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Going to put up the Junkies poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland-made, super smooth. Love throughout the DMV. spent a lot of time talking about the Capitals. Is your confidence shaken? That is the Chunky's poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV.
Mine was a little rocked. And I was just hoping, you know, hey, look, every game's different, right? Could be anyway. Brand new game. Mm-hmm. But my confidence was a little bit rocked. Was hoping not to get so sort of demoralized that quickly.
Mine is not shaking at this point, but if they go down 0-2 and they don't look to have corrected any of the issues,
you'll give up.
Then confidence fully shaken.
Just like in 2018, we basically gave up.
Right.
We were pretty close.
Yeah, basically.
They won the Stanley Cup.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Just to remind you.
But that team was considerably better.
That is true.
The expectations for this team couldn't be lower.
Correct.
All right.
Correct the mundo.
Let's go. JP, you've got the questions, right?
Actually, Cakes and Bishbucks have put their heads together to come up with a list.
That's trouble.
Radio Insider here.
Radio Insider.
No, I'm not going to say what was happening.
You're such a dog.
I'm about to let the cat out.
This one is official.
I'm not going to do that.
That one is official.
Here's the deal.
Got it.
We talked about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes. EB went through the new entrance during his entertainment page. So we figured let's do an in or out list. And they put their heads together and have a list.
We have a list.
Of some that are in, some that are out. If the listeners can correctly guess,
it's that easy.
If this is not, the musician, the artist is in the Hall of Fame or out of the Hall of Fame, then they will win the prize.
This is the problem. I gave Cakes a list, and I just went to Googs, Bob Googs.
Mm-hmm. Tom Googs.
100 biggest rock and roll Hall of Fame snubs.
Yeah.
And I gave him some of those on the, but it was written in 2019. Right. So I clearly dated. In the last 5 years, it was a little dated.
It's all good. You know what?
But the one I gave you is legit.
We're just going to go. We're going to go with my list. We're going to go with my list here.
That's fine.
All right.
And I'll take it personal.
No, of course.
Let's go to Tyler in Crofton. We need to teach Mike Marr how to spell Crofton.
I did that wrong last time.
How did he spell Crofton?
He spelled it like crawl.
Yeah.
C-R-A-W.
You know what?
F.
It's, I don't
you
have
sound,
a
you did it phonetically.
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's some logic to it.
It's C-R-O-F-T-O-N, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
I made that mistake like months ago when I was working with you guys.
It's okay. Yeah.
Are you Loudoun County
boy? Are you typically a donk speller?
You're
a donk picture taker.
Yeah. Not the best speller. I mean, not the worst, but I have my days.
Right. Well, clearly not the best. We know you're not the best.
So you have no B's under your belt that you can brag about.
Cakes, he also spelled capital incorrectly with capital heights.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
I think
I'm just checking. All right. This is for Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
What's going on, boys?
Tyler.
Mike Marr, certified. Donk.
Donkey Kong. All right.
All right. In the hall, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or nah? Duran Duran.
In.
They're in.
Hey, congratulations. That's as simple as it is. You get two tickets to go see Aerosmith.
Was it over?
The Peace Out Farewell Tour with the Black Crowes, Tuesday, October 8th at Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation.
Aerosmith. In. AC/DC, the band Valdez played on the Inn. In.
All right, do we have more? Yeah. Or that's
no.
it? Or
that's it. We have one game.
Unless you want to do a no-no.
Hey, real quick.
No.
I've got to tell you about this benefit gala, which is at Capital One Hall tomorrow night from 6 to 9, I believe. All right? It's called Catch a Lift. It goes to war veterans.
All right.
And there's different sponsorships that you can donate to. You could change a veteran's life forever, and it's not a lot of money. So if you are interested in going to the gala, just contact Capital One Hall. Or if you want to donate, just go to onecause.com, and the benefits war veterans so they can find a purpose and passion in life, begin a new mission. And Catch a Lift Fund has served over 11,000 veterans and caregivers nationwide, so it's a very good fund. So if you're interested, you want to donate, they got the gala tomorrow night, 6 to 9 at Capital One Hall.
Very good. Sounds like a very worthy cause.
Well, that was from my man Jimmy Jones, whose dad was James L. Jones. He was the national security advisor under Obama.
That's
15 years
deal.
Ago, roughly.
Okay.
Great family, war veterans, obviously. And
he would definitely send me a copy of the Threat Matrix. I need to see it. Now he's out of the loop on it.
You'd be paralyzed in fear, dude. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to function.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You'd poop your pants.
I probably don't need that.
Yeah.
That's from my man Jimmy Jones.
Very good. Not Jimmy Johns.
Not Jimmy Jones.
The one thing
he probably likes Jimmy Johns, sure. but his name is Jimmy Jones.
Remember I was telling you that my son that they played VMI
yes.
on Saturday for the chance to lock up the final playoff spot in the MAC, and of course Marist took care of business. And VMI, man, God bless anybody that can go there. It's tough enough to go there, man. That is not for me. But I will say this. Their bathroom, clean as a whistle.
You could have
a freaking colonoscopy in there, Cakes. I mean, I had no problem taking my pregame dute.
Now, did it look like the bathroom? I know you're not going to get this reference. Did it look like the bathroom in Full Metal Jacket where you walk in and it's 20 toilets? No dividers.
Oh,
so you'd be taking a squatter.
That's the
next
world.
Next to Valdez. No,
those are old school.
No barriers. Hey,
you could high five me.
No. They have dividers.
Oh, they do.
Now.
Okay.
I slept the bathroom and
there's
I saw
only a couple.
I mean, saw our boy Chepe walking in. I knew what he was.
He's in there every day.
Yeah.
Chepe goes in there and plays music. Yeah. Or he makes phone calls.
Yeah. He makes a party.
He has
out
no
of it.
Problem talking to people. Yeah, he makes it a party.
Yeah,
scene.
Yeah. I would now, never use the Chepe Memorial stall.
But you know what? That might be a great move though, because you hear less of his foul sound.
True.
Probably true.
So maybe there's a method to his madness.
But he owns that stall, which I would.
First one or second one?
Middle.
Second.
He did middle.
Yeah, it's middle.
But you understand, all of them, people do foul things in all.
I understand.
I know.
I just want more. I want more room to spread out. So whenever,
you are always
whenever
the
mood
far...
hits me, I'm in the last stall.
I just look for the cleanest one.
Last stall is generally pretty clean,
right? Yeah.
So I watched this boxing match on Saturday night between Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney.
Who was the favorite?
Devin Haney, big time. Devin Haney was undefeated.
Right.
Ryan Garcia only has one loss. He lost to Tank Davis. But a lot of people say he's an internet fighter and that he'd kind of been blown up because he's, I guess, good looking.
The Ryan Garcia
Ryan
guy?
Garcia.
Yeah.
But he also became somewhat of a nut job, like an Antonio Brown type.
Mm-hmm.
And most people thought he was just unbalanced. He said that he drank every night before the fight. Now, he said that afterwards, which who knows? You don't know whether to believe or not. But he looked like there were some people saying he shouldn't be allowed to fight. He also didn't make weight. Supposed to fight at 140. He the day before made a bet with the other guy and said, if I don't make weight, I'll give you $500,000 for every pound that I'm off.
Right.
So supposedly he's given 1.5 million back to Devin Haney.
Because he was 3 pounds off?
Because he was 3 pounds over.
Over, right. Yeah.
But he knocks down Devin Haney three different times.
How does that work? Times. They just waive it then? The other camp says it's fine. He's 3 pounds. He's close enough.
Yeah, like, because like I mean,
there's
I don't,
so much riding on it.
Yeah, like Madison Square Garden's almost sold out. It's
so
a pay-per-view.
The
headline.
Mock it. They almost
so what it is? It wasn't a title fight. So Devin Haney lost, but he didn't lose his title. He's still the champion.
Only because
so
of that.
Yes.
If he had maintained his weight, he would have gotten the belt.
Correct.
Oh, what a dummy. But I'm
but he claims that he's
Garcia.
Drank every night before.
I listened to him in some interviews. Yeah.
You buy it?
I buy it.
Yeah,
he gets punched in the head for a living. I'd be drinking every night too. I drink every night already, and I don't get punched in the head.
Yeah.
Are you gonna change your caps routine since
no,
I lost game
no,
one?
I gotta keep it the same.
Tomorrow was a big night.
Big one. Biggest
All right,
game.
Gotta
of the
get
year.
Out of here for Bish, Cake, CB. I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.